Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. The International Commission of Jurists welcomes Article 15 and thank you for your working in redrafting it. The promotion and protection of human rights is a matter of priority for the international community. That's what the first paragraph of the Vienna Declaration and Program of Action of 1993 says in its first paragraph. Taking this into account, it is surprising to hear today some governments again raising the issue of costs to refrain from going ahead and establishing a monitoring body for this treaty. I think we should remind them that the human rights protection and promotion is already for many decades the priority of the international community, while they're still spending enormous amounts of resources in other things. Perhaps they should devote a little bit also to protecting human rights in this context. The system of treaty monitoring of the UN is already insufficient in examining state compliance with classic human rights treaties, and may be even less effective in relation to practices and policies of business enterprises. The ICJ suggests that rather than entirely replicating the existing system, the new Treaty on Business and Human Rights could build on the best elements of that system, but move beyond them and establish mechanisms with strengthened functions and enhance the effectiveness of the international system of treaty monitoring and supervision. A committee of independent experts with an extended mandate to review reports of states and business performance of this treaty remains critical. However, beyond that, the IGWA should also include provisions to reinforce the mandate of the Conference of State Parties by expanding their powers to address issues relating to business human rights responsibilities that are not addressed or are addressed in an insufficient way in the present General Treaty, and elaborate and adopt further commitments and protocols with binding force to the state parties at regular periods of time. This arrangement would spare the need to establish an ad hoc procedure each time within the Human Rights Council. The participation of the widest range of stakeholders is the most essential in new institutional arrangements, if they are going to be effective and transparent, marking a difference with institutions of the past. Such participation must include labor unions, NGOs, and other less formal associations that have a mission relative to the economic life and the operations of companies. Such participation is essential in the selection and functioning of the expert committee, but also in the Conference of State Party meetings and the discharge of its functions. The ICJ finally recalls that the draft treaty should make explicit provision for a strengthened role for civil society and other stakeholders in the monitoring of compliance with its provision by states and business enterprises. Thank you, Mr. Chair.